Mishnah Berurah Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. Kuf Lamed Beis. I'm sorry, right? Kuf Lamed Beis. In the middle of Sif Beis. We talked about Aleinu yesterday. The end of yesterday was all about Aleinu. So now, and with Kaddish Yosom, we talked about the Kaddish Yosom after Aleinu. And really, there's a whole ma'arocha here in the Bir Halacha and in the Poskim about Kedimus and Kaddish. Again, because they used to say Kaddish only one person at a time, and one person said Kaddish. So even if there's a limited number of Kaddishim, if there is, I mean, or at least who goes first, we don't have these problems, because, I mean, we meaning most shuls. But it's no gaya like I'll be davening for the omelet. These dinim of kedima and a gaya, if he belongs to the shul, doesn't belong to the shul, shloshim, yard site, he has yard site this week, and so on and so forth, all these things are in a no gaya, so we'll be learning them, believe that there, I think, after we finish Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, maybe Kuf Lamed Gimel, on Kuf Lamed Dalet also, and before we start Hukos Kriyas HaTorah, we'll come back and we'll learn this Bir Halacha. Again, it's very Negev. Gabon, for sure, have to learn it. Because, especially if there's no rabbi around, they have to know it. The Dine Kedima, the basic Dine Kedima. Sometimes fights break out over these things. So, we'll be learning about that. But meanwhile, let's continue in the Ramah, in Kuf Lamed Beis, after Kaddish Yosom. He says, V'yeshlomar pitum aktores. Pitum aktores. By the way, Aleinu is a very holy, and a lot of Ramosim in Aleinu that's brought down. If you study Tfila, there's a lot of Rosh Tevis and Gematrius, and I don't know, Torah codes, I don't know what else. It's very, very Choshev Tfila. Now we're going to go into Pitum aktores, and that's, whoa, like, Kabbalistically speaking, can't do better than Pitum aktores. You ever see these klofim? They write it out on cloth. In some ashuris, they sell it in the stores. And if you say Pitum aktores every day from a cloth, you're gonna—I don't know what.
Let's come up with a spinning in LA.
You're gonna be able to support all the Torah programming and the shul yourself.
The makom for spinning in LA.
The makom, the makor. It was an old minhag. It wasn't so old. When I grew up, people did it. Before they said shame mishtachavim hevel varik, or maybe when I grew up, people still did it. Now people don't spit anymore, and it's considered unsanitary. And it's also, I mean, it was a major halachic shaila, because you're spitting and saying psukim, and if you learn Sanhedrin and Perek Chelek, you're not supposed to be rokek al halachash. But here. And then the Achronim explain, you're spitting Derech Bizoyon, not Derech Refuah, or Derech Seguli. It was an old minhag that...
But it's not a Hasidish minhag.
It's an old minhag that it was... universal. It was very widespread. It fell into disuse. Hasidim still do it. Oh, okay. It's an old minhag. It's an old minhag that brought down an early Sfarim, an early Makoros. We don't do it. I know when I grew up, it was done in the shuls. A lot
when
of people
do it?
Either before or after Manachnu Korim, but they didn't say Shem Mishtachavim. So maybe they did it right before. Well, they did say Shaloh Asun Gugar Tzos Shaloh Asun Melech Mishpos Vadimah Shaloh Asun Cholkeinu Gam Golin Cholamonon. They either made the spittoon or they missed it. You know what a spittoon is. Okay, so V'yesh lomar pitum aktores erev avoker achar hatfila. So erev avoker Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah says erev means haino achar tfilas hamincha o kodem lo aktores lo hayu maktirim balayla ubavoker achar hatfila after davening. This is what we have as nusach sfar that in Eretz Yisrael they even Nusach Ashkenaz says it, that after tefillah you say pitum aktores. Now that in itself, before we see the Mishnah Berurah about saying it after Musaf, it's really a little problematic every day. Where's the right place to say it? The Ktores was brought in conjunction with the Korban Tomit. you could say. Brought in the morning, brought in the evening. Exactly its placement is Machlekes Tanoim and Yuma. Oh. But that's for sure, everybody's mode, and Ari Stern will correct me if I'm wrong, everybody's mode was brought, it's not no gay of the Machlokas now, it was brought between the Zrika of the Korban Tomid, not right between, I mean, it came after the Zrika of the Tomid, and it came before the Hakrava of the Evorim of the Tomid. So it's brought in conjunction with the Korban Tomid, and in the afternoon it was brought what before the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim, what no after the Tomid Shel Bein Harabayim, it was brought after the Tomid, so you would say it after Mincha. If you wanted to place it precisely as if you're bringing it, you would say it after Mincha. By Shachris it's not so clear where the right place is, and it's certainly weird, and it's a kasha that Doli Achreinami has to say it after Musaf on Shabbos or Yontif. It was certainly brought before Musaf with Shachris. So the Taz says a very interesting thing. He says that Shmona Esrei Keneged Tomid is Keneged the Hakrova and the burning of the Korban Tomid. But when do we do our Unashalma Parim Sloseinu on the Zrika of the Dam HaTomid? That's when you say Korbanos, before davening. And you say Parshas HaTomid, that's what the Taz says. Saying Parshas HaTomid, which is pretty much obligatory, pretty much. You should really say Parshas HaTomid every day. If you skip the Yiratzon and you don't say anything else, the whole thing is like, what, 8 psukim, I think. 9 psukim. The Parshas HaTomid. Parshas HaTomid, you should really say. So the Taz says that the Parshas HaTomid is the Zrika of the Dam, and the Shmona Esrei is bringing the Evorim of the Tomid. That's not an interesting Taz. Okay, now according to the Taz, the question becomes, we should say Pita Maktaris before davening, not after davening. But that's not what the Ramos says. The Ramos says he said after davening. Now, therefore, we say it really before davening in Korbanos. That's the right place for it. It's the Shlo or the Ari, one of those people, and I always mix them up, that say it after davening also. Something to do with the Klipos and that kind of stuff. So the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by when we say it after Musaf. Like, that's really weird. But even if the Shachris is not, even if the Shachris is strange, and it's the same answer, that really the main thing is the before Shachris one. And afterwards you just say it for various Kabbalistic or more mundane, so to speak, more plain reasons, not so esoteric. So Mishnah Berurah said, why do we say it after Musaf for? Well, the Akhtar is certainly Kaidim al Musafim. So maybe the pshat is you say it after Musaf lehipotner midoch divrei Torah. You want to conclude the davening with divrei Torah. So it's like you're saying a brisa. B'shloah kosav laomer kodem tefila v'achreha. That's because of the klipos. B'shloah brings an inyan of the klipos. So you're saying pita maktoris. Okay. Va'omrim asher shalavim hayomrim beveis hamikdash b'shachris levad. I am b'mogan Avram. The Mishnah Berurah says Sukkot and Tezvod. Shemasik. At first, I used to think the Ramah meant you should say the whole Mishnah. You should say the whole Mishnah Maseches Tomid, which starts with Asher Shalavim Hayomer Beveis Hamikdash, which we do Shabbos. See, we compromise on a Machlokes that's going to pop up now, and we do this on Shabbos, and we say the whole Mishnah. But like upon him, it was a question of what the Ramah meant. So some said he meant to say the whole Mishnah. And the Mogen Avraham said he just means every day you should say the shir of that day. Doesn't mean you say those words on that Mishnah. It means you say the one that's appropriate for that day. But on Shabbos we do say it. make like a compromise. Okay. So you're saying Pidum Haktoiris, and you're saying it in the morning. You're saying the Shir Shalom, Shachris Levad, says the Mishnah Berurah. After the Mikdash Hayomim Shira on this Kehayayin, the Shira was said in conjunction with the pouring of the wine. Gam Alat, and therefore Gam Alat Tomish Albein Harbayim. They said the Shir Shalom. If you want to surprise your friends, you say that they say Shir Shalom by Mincha and by the Tomish Albein Harbayim, and the answer is absolutely they did. So then why don't we? Why don't we say the Shir Shalom at night also? So the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, and they should come upon him many times. The Kohanim were overburdened with work, and they wouldn't get around to bringing the Nesachim till at night, which you're allowed to do. You could bring the Nesachim of a Karbon at night. It's a Chiddush, but you could. And at night, Ein Omrim Shira. So they would pour the libation, the Nisuch, at night, but they wouldn't say Shira. So therefore we don't say Shira even in the late afternoon. What? Even though they said it in the Beis HaMikdash, but because we say it late and we're afraid it'll drag and be late. And
we're afraid that because they sometimes drag and right. They didn't say Shira. So even though we're
doing it at the right time and we don't have to drag, so we don't say Shira. Let's sum up the answer in one sentence. Because many times they didn't say Shira. So then it becomes a logical teretz. Many times they didn't say Shira. So the Chachamim will kabeh to say Shira when they always said Shira. When they often missed. So we don't say it either. They often missed. V'gich nogim lomar Shira b'shachris b'levad. V'zeo mizma noigim loima v'yomtiv l'shir shal yom. Yivur l'kamen behilchus yomtiv, which I'm afraid, don't hold your breath. There's no Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yomtiv about the subject. But I assume he planned on writing about it.
But how could it be, according to what we learned, it seems pretty pushy that you're supposed to see the Pidumat Torahs after that?
Well, that's the Ramah says. Why doesn't the Shachar say, we're going to soon learn the Ramah in five lines. We'll say where that minute comes from, not to say it at all. But you're right. But the real, remember that the real time to say it is before Davening. That's the maskana of the Achrayim. That's the real time to say it. Now, the Shir Shel Yom, you know, in America, in Chutz Lawrence, they say the regular one, even on Yom Tiv, they say the regular Shir Shel Yom. It's not so clear what happened in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a big machlekes. The Shir Shel Yom that we say on Yom Tiv, the special Shir, it's very likely they said it by Musaf. They said Shira by Musaf also. And it's likely that by Shachris, they taka said their everyday one. That's likely. On the other hand, the Tomish Albein Harabayim, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Skalkulu Halaviyim Bashir. So that's Mashma, they said the special Yom Tashir, at least by the Tomish Albein Harabayim. But that's not so sure, because that comes after Musaf. So it could be after Musaf, they already said it by Tomish Albein Harabayim also. Okay, so we say it after Musaf, that's really weird in Chutz Lawrence. To say the regular days one after Musaf is weird, because with Musaf they certainly said the Yom Tov one. That's Nusach Sfard, I remember, maybe, or Yekis. Agaponim in Eretz Yisrael, you have the Gra that says the Shir Shel Yom of each Yom Tov, the special one. The reason it's called the Gra is because if you take out a Masech HaSeifrim and you look at Perek Yud Ches, it also has a list of Shir Shel Yom to say on the Yom Tov, and unfortunately that list is like a different list completely. So the Gra came along, and nobody's quite sure. Maybe the Gra had a different Gersa, and nobody really knows. But the Gra has his own list, and that's basically what we follow. By the way, the reason the Ramban and Chumash brings down that the Nusach of Hashir, you know, Hashir Shayalim Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, calling Sunday Rishon B'Shabbos and Monday Sheni B'Shabbos and so on and so forth, is, according to many, the mitzvah saseh of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Some say it's going on Kiddush, but some say it's going on this, the Ramban, the Tocham and Chumash, says this is the mitzvah saseh, to always be aware of and remember the Shabbos, every day of the week. So you say, Hayom Rishon B'Shabbos. First day we're looking forward, you know, six more Shabbos. So first of all, writes that you would say it from a written text, not by heart. He might skip a word in the 11th Samamonim, and then he's in big trouble. The minute became not to say it at all. Till now he was talking about saying it from a cloth. Now he's talking about not saying it at all, because people are going to work and they'll just zip through it and they'll skip words, and we can't have that happen. Anybody? I don't recognize the pasuk. Hashem Nechini v'kosecha. That you don't see people do, but they maybe do give a little bow. That's, that would be a nice thing to do. The Yotze, sign of giving kavod. All right, we'll stop here.